This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Nine Roman Catholic women defied the church and became priests this week during a ceremony on a boat in the St. Lawrence River. The Vatican says that's a violation of canon law, and even participating in the ceremony could jeopardize the women's standing in the church. Gregory Warner of North Country Public Radio reports.
In a hotel lobby, Regina Nicolosi adjusts her white robe and tie-dye silk sash. She's 63, a chaplain in a nursing home in Red Wing, Minnesota. She's wanted to be a priest since she was six. 3 years ago, Nicolosi heard that seven women had been ordained on a boat on the Danube River. The so-called Danube Seven were promptly excommunicated. Nicolosi didn't care. She started training with the organization, known as Roman Catholic Women Priests.
I finally found a place to answer my call and not leave the Catholic Church.
Some would say that you are leaving the Catholic Church.
Yes, I think some of the bishops and the messages we get from the Vatican are that we are excommunicating ourselves, and I just want to answer. I don't ever remember doing that.
Well, I saw her yesterday, but I haven't seen her.
The eight Americans and a Canadian walk single file to the river. They're led by three women in tie-dye red silk robes. These are the bishops, two of them ordained in a secret ceremony 2 years ago. Patricia Frazen is one of the group's founders.
They were ordained bishops by some male bishops in good standing with Rome and who certainly are not excommunicated, but that was very, very secret.
The Vatican calls all these ordinations illegal and an affront to the dignity of women. Frazen hopes it's just a matter of time. A former Benedictine nun, she runs a program for aspiring women clergy.
There's some women in our program who are parish administrator of two parishes, and they run everything. They bring in a priest to say Mass and to do a baptism here and that there, but they actually run the whole parish. So there is a changing role of women. But this last part of actually ordaining us, they simply back off, and so we are pushing it.
The boat leaves port from Gananoque, Ontario. The boat is symbolic of early Christian imagery. Also, they couldn't find a church to host them. The liturgy is alternative. A woman from the Algonquin Nation sings the opening hymn. There's a lot of crowd participation.
We invite the candidates for the diaconate ordination to come before the bishops.
The ceremony is halting and giddy, like a wedding with homemade vows.
Here I am, and I am ready.
The women kneel on pillows, and the bishops lay their hands on their foreheads. Then members of the audience come up. They also touch their heads. There are more prayers and songs, and the women are declared. Michelle Connery from British Columbia is one of the new priests. She looks drained, hurriedly eating the rest of the bread in her Eucharist bowl.
People can say it's pie in the sky, or they're nuts, or they're just feminists. I've met a lot of other people responding in their hearts to this.
Connery says right now they're like street workers, priests without a parish. Their ministry's on the fringes. But she hopes the Catholic mainstream will someday soon come to them. For NPR News, this is Gregory Warner in Northern New York.